see, but not very good. I can't read my Bible, and it's real big. That's not my family Bible. It's the biggest one I've ever read, but I still could. I'm in it. My eyes are kept getting worse. I didn't have to have them on the drive. I've been wearing glasses since I was 16. Okay, so I get up in the morning, put them on. I fall apart. I get up in the morning, I put them on, and I take them off when I go to bed. And I do all the time, so I can see better. And I want to show you is that the Bible is a lot. That God wants you to know what He's like. He wants you to kind of be able to understand Him, okay? To know Him better. And He's a lot like the Bible, though, is a lot like my glasses.
Like my glasses help me to see, so I can read, and so I can drive. The Bible helps you get an idea what God is like. Okay? Now, when I get to heaven, I'm going to get a new set of eyes. Okay? And I'll see God like He is. And in some sense, that's what the Bible is saying here. When you get to heaven, now you have your Bible now. Okay, and you come to Sunday school, and even if you can't read, you can come to Sunday school, and people can tell you what the Bible says and give you Bible stories, and they will help you get an idea what God is like. Okay? But when you get to heaven, okay, right now it's kind of like looking through my glasses. I mean, reading your Bible is like looking through my glasses. It helps, but it doesn't make my eyes perfect. Okay? There's a passage in the Bible I want to read to you. This is out of 1 Corinthians 13 chapter. And it says, now you see through a glass darkly. Now, back then it could be referring to a mirror. How many of y'all ever look at a mirror and you look at your face? Most of ours are real clear, but a lot of times all theirs was just a piece of polished brass. And they looked at that polished brass, a piece of polished metal, and they'd see their face, okay? Glass was real smoky when you look through it. So you couldn't see very good, okay? Right now, it's saying, we see through a glass darkly. But then, face to face, when we die and we go to heaven, we'll see God face to face. Now, we just read the Bible and read about Him. And we get an idea of what He's like, but it will not be like when we stand before Him in all of His glory. The one who created the earth and the heavens. And so he says, and darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am known. Like we meet and know each other and see each other. He said, it'll be that way when we stand before God. And He will know everything about us. We will know about Him. And now abideth faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. And by the way, love is what God is like. That's one of the things the Bible does teach us. God is love. All right. Thank you for your time this morning. And let's pray, though. Okay? Give us a minute. We'll pray together. All right? You ready? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Bible, for Your Word, in which You reveal Yourself to us. Show us what You're like. And we pray and look for the day that we stand in Your very presence. We rejoice in our hope, Lord, is in that day when we stand before You and see You face to face. We thank You, dear Lord, for a time to study Your Word, and for Sunday school and worship, and having a Bible that we can read at home, at work, or play. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, right there. There you go. Next song this morning is going to be Heavenly Sunlight.
heavenly sunlight. Walking in sunlight on my journey over the mountains through the deep air. Jesus said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul.
Thank you, Georgia. Our last hymn this morning is The Honey in the Rock.
Well, good morning, everyone. If you want to turn over to Romans, the 12th chapter, you got your Bible. I think it's going to be up on the screen. Title of this message this morning, You Are a Living Sacrifice. But as I was thinking about the message, it made me think of an old hymn. And I wanted to go there and read a stanza. I think the last time I was up here, I read a whole song to you. But this one, I'm just going to read a verse and the stanza. If I can keep my voice. It's called Living for Jesus. It says, Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free, this is the path of blessing for me. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement did givest Thyself for me. I owe no other master. My heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. And that really kind of sums up somewhat the theme of the passage that we're going to look at this morning. And it's in the 12th chapter, as I said, of Romans.